Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Why do I think the New York Giants might be the most dangerous team in this draft? I'm going to run it by Jason Cole, talented writer and talented teacher, too. Jason, I want to do what you do. You teach still, right? You still teach?
Yes, I do.
I cannot wait till I get to teach. I want to teach broadcasting. I want to go.
Well, there's people who need to be taught.
I do. I want to do that as sort of
Are you talking about teaching people who are already in broadcast?
No. Believe me, I could gladly do that too. I'm talking about teaching the next wave of radio and television personalities. I would love to do that.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun to work with kids.
I can imagine. All right. Tell me this. I'm looking at the New York Giants at two, and I wanted to run this by you specifically. Giants sitting there at two. Cleveland in control of the draft, holding the first and fourth pick.
Right.
If I am, as an Eagles fan, and as a fan of a team in the NFC, I would be more concerned if the Giants traded out of the two hole and ended up getting a boatload of picks to bolster their roster than I will be if they choose one guy at two because of the likelihood that they might make the wrong choice. Is that moronic on my part when you're looking at the top of this draft?
No. The thing about it is that we don't know how any of this is going to play out. So, either strategy might work, okay? It just depends on how good the players are, right? But I think that the Giants have the ability to go get a truckload of picks because they don't necessarily need to take a quarterback.
Not now, right?
No, because they're committed for the next couple of years at this point, to Eli, and they want to go that direction. They could take a quarterback if they wanted to be prepared, but I don't see them doing it. I would say, look, they have an option, and people are going to pay a lot to get to that spot. There's no question about it because people are fanatical about these quarterbacks. They're fanatical about quarterbacks, period. So they're going to have that option. The question that they're going to have to ask themselves is, are they better off staying there to take Barkley or Chubb, who are the best impact players who are not quarterbacks, or can they get themselves down to a position where they can still get a truckload of picks and get one of those two guys? Because if I'm them, and my biggest problem the last 2 years is I can't run the ball, I'm looking at Barkley saying, wait a second here, that guy could solve a lot of ills for me and make life a lot easier on Eli. And that is a really tempting thing to do.
That is. I'm still floored that they're that committed to Eli Manning moving forward. I still think that that's borderline crazy.
It may be a smokescreen. I don't know. But let's look at the last season. To be fair to Eli, you basically lose your top three receivers. Top two for the entire, right? And the offensive line was terrible. And you had a coach who was nipping at your heels the whole time and not supporting you. So you had a bad situation. And, the year before you were pretty good. Did you fall apart that much, or was it what happened around you? And I still tend to believe a lot of it is what's happened around him rather than just him. But there are moments where you watch him play and you go, there's a little bit of the yips. But sometimes the yips are because you just don't know what the guys around you were doing.
I'm bought into the Cleveland Browns as a franchise. In fact, I've stated on the record, by the 19 season, they're competing for a playoff spot. And by the 20 season, I think they're going to be the class of that division because I see three other teams that are going to be playing on borrowed time, especially at the quarterback position, within their own division.
Wasn't tonight? Dalton's still in the middle of his career. He's not that good.
He's never done anything in the prime of his career.
Well, has gotten him to the playoffs, and he's done some. Yeah, you know, he's okay, right? He is the what I call the constant derivation of Alex Smith, right?
Okay.
He's a league average quarterback. So you can win some games with him, you can lose some games. He can take you to the playoffs and, you know, be interesting, but ultimately, you know, he's just not that good, right? So that's how I view Andy Dalton. And Flacco is obviously on the downside of his career. And it was sort of a flash in the pan kind of career that he capitalized on. And, you know, Roethlisberger, yeah, you're right. He's probably got 2 to 3 years left tops. So that puts Cleveland in a very good position. Better get the right guy.
Got to get the right guy. How much do you believe in who Cleveland has assembled to run their franchise, though? Because
John Dorsey guy. I'm a big John Dorsey guy.
See, so am I.
He's a pure football. Now, there are some things that John Dorsey does that I don't like. Like, he doesn't care about character issue guys. I mean, he'll take a Tyreek Hill. He doesn't care, right?
Doesn't care, and, no.
No, he doesn't care. He'll take some bad guys on his team, right? And so I kind of disagree with him on that. But Tyreek Hill has worked as a football player and, you know, been a great weapon and certainly is a bargain as a football player where he got him. So, you know, you got to say he picked a good football player. So Dorsey, I really like Dorsey. I think he's going to have him on the right track. But again, you know, everything turns on, do you pick the right guy at quarterback? I mean, we've seen sure. You know, Denver struggle here the last couple of years. And I know people like their, you know, like they like to take their pot shots at Elway, which is unfair. You know, he's basically picked one guy and it didn't work out. You know, he picks Paxton Lynch. And so they're on his case about how good a football guy he is. He's a great football guy. He just got it wrong on that quarterback, and that's made their transition since Manning a lot harder.
All right, one question for you here is that that I got to get to is from NFL teams that we hear from in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. Are we going to hear more lies or are we going to hear more truth?
Oh,
are they going to be set? Are they setting us up?
Of course, they always do.
I mean, okay,
it's a misinformation game, and the point of it is, you have to know the guys that you're talking to so well that you know when they're lying, like you know their tells.
Okay.
And over the years, you talk to enough people enough times, you go, okay, I know his tell. I know when he's lying to me.
There you go.
And, you know, he just did it. So you don't say that to him because then he'll figure out he's going to tell and he doesn't want, you know. But you note that and you say, okay, I can expect that what he's telling me is not going to happen. But I will say this. They tell a lot of truth about other teams. So about themselves, they'll lie. About other teams, they'll tell the truth.
There you go. Jason Cole always tells the truth. Jason, always appreciate it, man. Take care of yourself.
No problem. Be good.
Thank you. Jason Cole, Bleacher Report.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.